Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Here's Jerry and the Pacemakers.
Don't let the sun catch you crying.
One of the greats from the Wayback Machine. That's Jerry with a G, by the way. Welcome back. I'm Jim with a J. Jim Blasingame, we're having a great visit with our good friend Bruce Piasecki. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Bruce's website is Doing More with Less Book.com. That's the book title, the book website, right, Bruce?
Yep. And then the company's is AHCGroup.com, American Hazard Control Group.
It's a consulting company.
And yeah, so and the leadership workshops a little bit.
Exactly. So check that all that out, folks. Bruce, We're talking about teams. We're talking about the all the elements of teams. I like the fact that you're pointing out and recognizing that every team has these different elements, including elements that do harm and including elements that are evil. It's sort of like acknowledging, in my opinion, when I hear you talk about it, it makes me think of the way we find a way to live with the dynamic between fear and greed. And not necessarily, in both of those, that dynamic can either be a good thing or it can either be a bad thing, depending on
Absolutely.
How we manage it.
And it's about balance and perspective. So, for example, I have found in studying the Lance Armstrong papers and all the media on it, is that I think MVPs must not be allowed to dictate pressure on their teammates, mm-hmm. just like a CEO or the board in a good governance situation can't ignore the fact that people have the right to express their perspective.
But when you
and
have
balance.
That kind of power, though, Bruce, when yeah. you are the CEO, when you are the boss, and people are you know, they, even if they speak truth to power, they have a little gut check before they do. It's incumbent upon the CEO to recognize that this power can be used as you've indicated, for good of the team or for evil or for harm of the
exactly,
team.
Exactly. And yet one of the things I'm thinking about small business is that small business is often the major inventor or innovator or contributor to important new things before it gets absorbed by the World Inc. giant companies mm-hmm. because they're closer to the team. There's a closer coherence and a closer integrity often in the successful small business.
Right.
The other thing a small business understands that Lance Armstrong must have forgot is that ceaseless victory is a fantasy, that teams must learn to lose, and that there's a healthy wisdom and a sense of perspective in losing. I think Lance Armstrong became larger than life as a figure, and he pursued the doping. Indeed, he mm-hmm. won in the most formidable foe of cancer, right? So he was addicted to victory. He felt entitled to it.
Well,
drove him to drive his team to illicit extremes, I believe.
Does the popular culture have a role to play in his downfall? But didn't we put him on a pedestal on many levels to cause him to say, wait a minute, these people look up to me, I've got to keep performing?
There may be an element of that, Jim, but I also think the deeper thing that I write about in Doing More with Teams, because it's the subtitle is The New Way of Winning, is I think the great majority of us have a tolerance of losing mixed with the pleasure of knowing we have tried our best,
mm-hmm.
and that actually is maturity in competition,
mm-hmm.
that we have proven, if his teammates and owners had the ability to show him that wisdom, he would have proven a more dependable competitor. And the great CEOs, as well as the best compensated doctors and the best hospital administrators and the legendary leaders of all the important public things like colleges, these are people that know not to expect ceaseless victory.
Right.
They are the great competitors because they can accept that they cannot always win.
Well, I have said
so my new book is very much about that theme.
I've said it for a long time on the show, one of the constant themes I've tried to weave through my work is that you can't really know true success, and you really can never be a true entrepreneur if you can't get comfortable with your relationship with failure.
Absolutely.
Failure is the harness made of success, isn't it?
I would almost say, when I think back of the power that my firm has given to me, you know, now having worked for Toyota and Warren Buffett mm-hmm. and all the others we've done in prior, is that humility of knowing the wisdom in failure. Mm-hmm. It's in the case of having the fortitude and the values to wake up to compete another day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I haven't changed these companies that hired me to the degree that I wanted to change them,
mm-hmm.
but it was in the pursuit of doing my best that they right. came to find value in it.
Well,
and
what you just described, Bruce, as we wrap things up, you just described excellence as opposed to perfection.
Well said, and the pleasure of persistence in a
Absolutely.
Way.
Absolutely. Hey, Bruce, give us the website again quickly.
Doingmorewithlessbook.com
and AHCgroup.com. Hey, Bruce, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back again.
Thank you, sir. We'll see you again.
Bruce Piasecki, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Bruce joined us. I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.